Big Billy got picked on at school for things he couldn't change. He tried his best to play it cool, but in the seventh grade, you either fit right in or you don't fit. That's just the cold hard truth. I wish that I'd have been the friend that Billy never knew. I think it's time to come together, you and I can make a change. Maybe we can make a difference, make the world a better place. Look around and love somebody, we've been hateful long enough. Let the good Lord reunite us to this country that we love's undivided.
Yup. You either go to church or you're gonna go to hell. Get a job and work or you're gonna go to jail. I just kinda wish we didn't think like that. Why's it gotta be all white or all black?
Welcome and when back. We gonna learn to try on
someone. So, you know, okay, so top of the second hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast is Friday, August 27, 2021. And this is sort of an aside, but not really. So, to your point, John, I mean, I would say putting together all of that collection of free association stuff you mentioned, it draws on work that was sort of formalized by, like, the 1950s. You know, again, Eust Mary Lou, Rape of the Mind, is one of the definitive books on the subject. There was Biderman's The Manipulation of Human Behavior, Biderman and Myers, or Zimmer, that one is Zimmer, that was 61. There are a number of these books that just kept building on the research of the works of folks like Pavlov and Skinner and so forth to systematically engineer the behavior of certain animals. And, you know, the technological aspect, again, like you said, you know, with Aaron Melissa Dyke's Minds of Men, I think the drug discussion of MK Ultra was used as a limited hangout, and the technological aspect of that was just kind of continued on unabated and unnoticed. And that's the one that's the really disturbing, really concerning deal. And it, you know, is used in conjunction with the drugs. But anyway.
Well, the whole counterculture thing, you brought that up, and that's where I was going to go next. But to finish, basically, we've been lied to our whole lives, but yet we're standing behind a government that is going to have their place in hell, according to the Bible. They're liars, folks. But to go back to the counterculture, the 60 drug revolution, LSD, pot, speed, quaaludes, all the rest of it that the kids used, it was so evil. They were listening to the rock and roll music of Jerry Garcia, who was a establishment, anti-establishment CIA agent. They were gathering information by the illegal drug use, because they could not force you to go to a clinic to submit yourself to drug experimentation. Unless, of course, you wound up there because someone needed you to be there in places like, you know, up in Montreal or at the Lafayette Clinic in Detroit, where they could use electroshock therapy and put you know, Stelazine and Thorazine and Haldol into your bloodstream and see what it does to you. So that was all. You know, that's a laboratory. They went through then in the 60s with the drugs and the counterculture. What we're going through now with the vaccine fun facts, because we are the clinical trials, folks. If you allow yourself to do this, you're part of the clinical trial. That's why they rushed through the emergency use declaration or whatever the heck it's called. They got to test it. And while they're doing it, they're using embryonic stem cells and shooting them into your veins from babies that have been aborted and tell you you're going to have it or you're not going to be able to go to work. These people are demonic. I don't even have the expletives to say without using words that I haven't used in 50 years. They are evil folks. that are doing everything they can to destroy God's creation and man's relationship to God. They're stealing God's creation through Daniel, iron and miry clay mixing. They're divorcing mankind from God. Satan's putting his mark on you. And I'm not saying if you take the vaccine, you're going to go to hell, but I can tell you one thing. If it is the mark, there's a verse that says, he that seeks to save his life shall lose it. He that loses his life for my sake shall find it.
Matthew 10.
I'm not God. But yeah. You're going to die. You are going to die. You're going to die anyway. You'll die sooner, I believe, if you take the shot. Will it send you to hell? I'm not God, and I thank God I'm not. I think he's merciful. If you take it out of ignorance, I would tend to believe, that he would give you a pass on it because you still said Jesus Christ was his son, and you still proclaimed it with your mouth. You believed in your heart, and it came out your mouth. But I think you will die sooner than later, and I don't say that lightly. Anyway, thank you for letting me do my preaching. It's been a while. I hope, you know, and I'm not angry, folks. What you hear in my voice, I can guarantee you, I feel I'm hurting for even people I don't give a rip about. I still hurt for them. I'm passionate. I'm not angry. I want people to understand. And if you don't understand what I'm talking about, pray for it. If you will go to him and say, God, will you help me understand what John just said and what Chris is talking about? He wants you to do that. So just do that. He's God. He can't lie. If you ask him, he will. We'll listen to Art Bell and we'll pray to aliens. Mass prayer. Want to see an alien, and we believe it. But we can't humble ourselves and ask God to reveal himself. If we will, he will. Anyway, I'm done. Thank you.
You're welcome. And thank you, John, as always. It's pretty overwhelming when you look at the ways that have been systematically engineered to, you know, for one man to control another and manipulate another, and like from whence those motives are derived, as John is talking about. And again, to me, it correlates right back to the, you know, it's central planning, like Hayek said, you know, it's the planners, it's the planning. So what is central planning? Is there a central plan? Is there a central planner? And in simple terms, yes, it's, you know, you can see it headquartered and architected in the Lucius Trust, Work of the Hierarchy, Plan of the Hierarchy. I wouldn't recommend reading it, but if you read it, you understand very clearly that there is a central plan, and all of these little central plans that roll out seem to relate and tie back directly to that work of the hierarchy, plan of the hierarchy. So just you know, one more note before we move on real quick, on this kind of stuff, you know, another dot, I guess, recently, Glenn and Philly and I have talked about these books from the 50s, for example, that depicted a person as a fragmented or fractured, you know, like pieces of broken glass kind of thing. Books like, and very technocratic, weird, you know, depictions of man. Bertrand Russell, notorious for that. Impact of Science on Society is one of them. I forget which other one. There are like, I think, two or three of Russell's books that depict that image. Another is, speaking of Biderman, The Manipulation of Human Behavior had that picture of a, basically pieces of a person like a puppet on a string. I got no strings to hold me down, that kind of thing, you know. So this person is a puppet on a string, basically, but it's not a person. It's the postmodern, you know, cultural Marxist, Dadaist depiction of a person, you know, just little blocks, basically, little triangles and things, little pieces of a person on strings. The Manipulation of Human Behavior by Albert Biderman and Herbert Zimmer. You can go on Amazon and see that. Manipulation of Human Behavior, hardcover, import January 1, 1961. Buy it new for $579. You're not supposed to be able to read that. As long as we, you know, charge that much money for a book, nobody's ever going to read it. And so the Amazon book description reads, "This book represents a critical examination of some of the conjectures about the application of scientific knowledge to the manipulation of human behavior. The problem is explored within a particular frame of reference, the interrogation of an unwilling subject. A number of scientific areas have figured prominently in speculations regarding the application of science to the manipulation of behavior in interrogation. For this work, scientists who had done research in each of these areas were asked to review the state of relevant knowledge in their fields, to consider whether and how it might be applied by interrogators, and to evaluate the recourse available to highly motivated persons for resisting the attempted influence. Their reports constitute the body of this work." And it's, you know, that's disingenuous, as has been borne out over time. You know, you get Biderman's principles, you get Biderman's chart of coercion, these kinds of things. And, you know, back in 2008, for example, Jane Mayer's book, The Dark Side, you have this discussion that came and went, what is torture and those kinds of things that we were having, you know, in the post 9/11 era. And, for example, you know, when this discussion was happening, there was the, you know, Senate Armed Services Committee hearing to investigate or receive testimony on the, you know, aggressive or what are referred to as enhanced interrogation techniques. And, you know, again, I mean, in that discussion, you know, one of the revelations was the January 15, 2003 memorandum from Navy SEER school training specialist and SEER coordinator that basically sort of opened Pandora's box on Dr. Martin Seligman, again, Mitchell Jessen and Associates, a CIA proxy, shipping Seligman in ostensibly to, you know, teach folks at SEER how to resist this kind of stuff, when in reality, you know, they're obviously being taught how to do it. And, you know, that's a microcosm of what is happening throughout society and really throughout the world. And that was, you know, kind of what John was talking about there. So, I mean, not to put words in his mouth, what I mean is the correlation is to that, what John was talking about. So, It is very deeply, deeply disturbing, to say the least. That's a monumental understatement. To see the lengths to which some folks have gone to manipulate and coerce and subjugate their fellow man. And that should be telling, I think. One other thing real quick, speaking of the COVID stuff, the COVAX stuff, you know, in response to Rhonda's call yesterday, if I would just look at my email, just kidding. So Larry sent me something yesterday, actually before yesterday's broadcast, over at Great Mountain Publishing, article by Edward Hendry published yesterday, "The FDA approval of the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine is not what it seems." It's got a brief article. On August 23rd, the FDA published the following announcement letter, and we talked about this yesterday, the Comirnaty nonsense. I mentioned the Business Insider article that talks about the branding of this thing, Comirnaty, and it is sort of a portmanteau, which is ridiculous. There are companies that name drugs. Can you imagine? So this article talks about the distinction, the clear distinction. The two distinct vaccines are Comirnaty COVID-19 vaccine mRNA and Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine. So the Comirnaty thing is the thing that has been FDA approved. The Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine remains unapproved and under its original EUA, emergency use authorization. At the same time, the FDA has approved the other one. And so there is a distinction. And so to John's point, and sort of to circle back around, like, what does all of this mean? You know, is there something, a biotechnological thing that can be activated by means of, you know, the internet and Wi-Fi or something, 5G, something that will, you know, turn people into mindless zombies like John was talking about? You know, and when would that happen? And, you know, as I was saying when Rhonda called in yesterday, is it a binary weapon where, you know, once some other agent isn't introduced into the environment, then people basically start dying in plausibly deniable fashion? Nobody knows that something was sprayed at a high altitude in various places, and the U.S. government doesn't have a history of doing that, except it does back to the 1940s at least. So, you know, is that a concern? So anyway, you look at the distinction, and just a little point of clarification on that from this article. Thus, we have two substantially similar vaccines, one being administered under an EUA and the other under FDA approval. The problem is that the approved vaccine, Comirnaty, is now manufactured in Germany by Pfizer and BioNTech, a company that works in partnership with Pfizer. It is not yet available in the U.S. That means that all of the COVID-19 vaccines now being administered in the U.S. are under the Pfizer-BioNTech partnership, are being administered under the EUA. So what does that mean? Skipping ahead, next paragraph. The key to understanding what is going on is in the footnote of the FDA approval letter. Quote, the products are legally distinct with certain differences that do not impact safety or effectiveness. End quote. Maintaining separate legal identities for the two vaccines with the same formula has the effect that those injured by the EUA Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine will be subjected to the exacting standards and limited compensation of the Public Readiness and Emergency Preparedness Act, or PREP Act. Most notably, they will be subjected to the statute of limitations that forecloses all legal actions not filed within 1 year of vaccination. That is compared to the statute of limitations for an approved vaccine under the 1986 U.S. National Childhood Vaccine Injury Act, or NVICP, of 3 years from the occurrence of the first symptom of injury from the vaccine. Experts specializing in vaccine injury cases say that the bar for obtaining compensation is very high under the PREP Act. Over the last 10 years, 94% of injured patients who filed claims under the PREP Act received no compensation. And so, you know, I think that's an important point to make. You know, 1 year versus 3 years. So what happens after a year? Does the warranty expire, so to speak? You know, does the bioweapon go into effect on the 13th month or the 18th month or something like that? Stick around. We'll be right back.
Oh. Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
More things, and then I am going to get to excerpts of the Roosevelt Myth, because it proves, I think definitively, there are no accidents, and you know, it's always been in the contemporary American era about this central planning of the grand Soviet technion, basically, and lots of warnings have been issued and ignored, largely, but these are not coincidences. So, last paragraph from this article: it is unclear how the approval of the Comirnaty was accomplished in 9 months, particularly when, as of August 13, 2021, there were reported in the HHS VAERS system 13,068 deaths correlated to the COVID-19 vaccines. Recall that the FDA states that recall that the FDA states that, quote, Comirnaty has the same formulation as the EU vaccine, end quote. The Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine accounted for 9,024 of those 13,068 deaths. A study funded by HHS determined that the VAERS program, that was the Harvard study, reports 1% of the adverse events from vaccines. Thus, we can extrapolate that the 9,024 deaths reported for the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine and VAERS represent 902,400 deaths. So there's that. Two companion articles, I would say, also over at Great Mountain Publishing, DOJ's dystopian opinion that U.S. citizens can be coerced to get experimental vaccine injections. That's an interesting article. And just some of the high points, some of the kind of the section headings, COVID-19 vaccines are authorized but not approved by the FDA. And that was before earlier this week, obviously. COVID-19 vaccines are experimental. Nuremberg Code requires informed consent. FDA says Nuremberg Code inapplicable to EUA COVID-19 vaccines. And of course, because that's what tyrants always say. They, you know, that's the whole basis of that administrative hijinks. You know, when the state creates rights and individuals against itself, it is not bound to provide a remedy in the courts. It may withhold our remedy, or it may provide an administrative remedy and make it exclusive, however mistaken its exercise. You know what? We may force you to take this thing. We may force it on you. And if you're injured, oops, well, that's okay. We'll compensate you. Or we may release a bioweapon and, you know, the administrative remedy might be to Funvax you, to Covax you. So that's an article then. One more from May 18th over at Great Mountain Publishing. VAERS data proves that COVID-19 vaccines are 1,000 times more deadly than the disastrous swine flu vaccine. Remember when brain-injured vaccine recipients received, $63 million or something in compensation? Like Rhonda said yesterday, everybody gets $5. Yay. Was it worth it? Permanently injured or killed by a thing, but you know, you got your $5. And again, that's built into, don't think that, like the propaganda, like the advertising that everyone says doesn't work on them, don't think that these kind of casualties and that kind of collateral damage isn't built into the basically the marketing plan. So enough of that. Let's see. There's that article. I mentioned yesterday the article, How the Unthinkable Became Thinkable. Another thought-provoking installment from Matthew Arrett. This one over at Off Guardian. How the Unthinkable Became Thinkable, Eric Lander, Julian Huxley, and the Awakening of Sleeping Monsters. This is a great companion to the discussion for sure. Speaking of mind control, eugenics, and the sort of confluence of subject matter. And the nightmarish situation in which we find ourselves. And it's a very long article, but it's fantastic. Really, really great article. Maybe I'll come back to that next week. But today, I'm going to conclude in the next segment. I'll conclude today's broadcast with excerpts from John T. Flynn's The Roosevelt Myth, a book that most of us have never heard of, but all of us should read. Stick around. I'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: "It's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel." Amazon customer: "Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it." Amazon customer: "Excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new Ease-Off Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The Ease-Off lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the Ease-Off? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com, EAZEOFF.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. Ease-Off.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. Ease-Off LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Welcome back. So, bottom of the second hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast is Friday, August 27th, 2021. Just some food for thought going into the weekend. And for posterity's sake, a brief excerpt from Matthew Arendt's article, How the Unthinkable Became Thinkable. Eric Lander, Julian Huxley, and The Awakening of Sleeping Monsters, published June 12, 2021. You read the article. It's very, very long. It's a good read. It has all of those quotes and more and excerpts and resources and citations that we know and forget and a bunch more. And so just a brief, you know, a few excerpts from this, because it ties into the Roosevelt myth and like how all of this happened. You know, it's the planners, it's the planning, it's the technocratic push. You know, what is the definition of Soviet? It was the United Soviet Socialist Republic, right? United Soviet Socialist. And I've been joking for years, you know, it's the USSA. Here, what is the definition of Soviet? I've talked about that over the years. Are we ruled by councils and committees, dear comrades? So, Matthew Arrett poses the question, will we see biotechnology serve the interests of humanity under a multipolar paradigm that cherishes national sovereignty, human life, family, and faith? It's a rhetorical question, as he knows, because biotechnology has been always the... You know, fundamentally, its creation and application are antithetical to national sovereignty, human life, family, and faith, as John and I were just discussing. So, see if any of this rings a bell. I'm just going to sort of skip through. Especially serious as leading World Economic Forum darlings like Yuval Harari flaunt such concepts as the new global useless class. Klaus Schwab, Elon Musk, Mark Zuckerberg, Sir James Watson, Sir Richard Dawkins, you know, avowed Satanist, the selfish gene, the most influential science book that's not a science book ever written. What didn't happen at Nuremberg? Among the greatest scandals of our age, that the Wall Street City of London machine that financed Hitler and Mussolini as battering rams for a new world order were never actually brought to justice. The role of Sir Julian Huxley... UNESCO, its purpose and philosophy. I touched on that yesterday. And Huxley writing, you know, it will be important for UNESCO to see that the eugenic problem is examined with the greatest care and that the public mind is informed of the issues at stake. Speaking of the Lucius Trust work of the hierarchy, plan of the hierarchy to raise the level of consciousness. The public mind is informed of the issues at stake so that much that is now unthinkable may at least become thinkable. Eugenics, a word on Tavistock, G. Brock Chisholm, Tavistockian czar of world health, WHO, the world goes mental, UNESCO and WHO were firmly in place, third organization, Anton Chatkin, World Federation of Mental Health, etc., etc. The Macy Foundation, which created the was created in 1930 under the leadership of General Marlborough Churchill, cousin to Winston, who had been in charge of covert military intelligence from 1919 to 1929 in the form of the Black Chamber. His new foundation was a part of the Rockefeller machine and used as a conduit to pour money into health sciences, quote unquote. Again, the Rees Committee did a lot of work uncovering, you know, this stuff too. While still acting as the head of London's Tavistock Clinic, Brigadier General John Rawlings Rees was put in charge of the new body by none other than arch-racist Montagu Norman, head of the Bank of England, who had created the operation out of his National Association for Mental Health run out of his London Thorpe Lodge home. Bertrand Russell, impact of science on society, mass psychology, the bipolar Cold War and a new global paradigm, UNESCO, WHO, WFMH, worked in tandem to coordinate hundreds of influential sub-organizations. Universities, research labs, and covert science, including the CIA's MKUltra, in order to bring about the desired mentally healthy, quote-unquote, society, cleansed of its connections to Christianity, faith, and truthfulness, national patriotism, or family. By 1971, the world was ripe for a big change. The baby boomer targets of this vast social engineering experiment had been inundated by a vast arsenal of cultural warfare on every level. While LSD was spread across campuses of America and assassinations of Western leaders who resisted the new age of wars in Southwest Asia became the norm, The baby boomers watched as their loved ones returned from Vietnam in body bags. Not trusting anyone over 30, quote-unquote, became the new wisdom as love of country was suffocated under the unnatural spread of Anglo-American imperialism abroad and COINTELPRO-styled operations at home. When the CFR and Trilateral Commission unpegged the U.S. dollar from the gold reserve, a new age of deregulation, consumerism, and radical materialism was ushered in, causing the baby boomer generation to quickly transmogrify into the 1980s hyper-materialist me generation. Skipping ahead. During the same year that he co-founded the World Wildlife Foundation, Huxley drafted the Morges Manifesto in 1961 as the organizing manifesto for the modern ecology movement, pitting human civilization in stark contrast to the supposedly closed mathematical equilibrium of nature. Huxley co-founded the WWF with Arch Malthusian's Prince Philip, I Want to Be Reincarnated as a Deadly Virus, Montbatten, and Prince Bernhard of the Netherlands. You know, the Bilderberg guy. By the mid-1970s, one of the leading neo-Malthusians of that era, Paul Ehrlich, mentored a young protege named John Holdren, and together they produced a stomach-turning manual called Ecoscience in 1977, et cetera, et cetera. Kissinger's NSSM 200, the Human Genome Project revives sleeping monsters. During the ensuing decades, Holdren became close friends with a Harvard-based Rhodes Scholar and mathematician named Eric Lander. What is the origin? What are the roots of the Rhodes Scholarship? Who led the Human Genome Project from 1995 to 2002? Lander announced the success of the unveiling of the fully sequenced human genome in 2003, saying, quote, "The Human Genome Project represents one of the remarkable achievements in the history of science. Its culmination this month signals the beginning of a new era in biomedical research. Biology is being transformed into an information science." Commenting on the potential for steering human evolution made possible by Lander's Human Genome Project and the new developments in the mRNA CRISPR technology, then unfolding, Sir Richard Dawkins, you know, avowed Satanist, selfish gene, Richard Dawkins, wrote in 2006, "In the 1920s and 30s, scientists from both the political left and right would not have found the idea of designer babies particularly dangerous, though, of course, they would not have used that phrase. Today, I suspect that the idea is too dangerous for comfortable discussion, and my conjecture is that Adolf Hitler is responsible for the change. I wonder whether some 60 years after Hitler's death, we might at least venture to ask what the moral difference is between breeding for musical ability and forcing a child to take music lessons, or why it is acceptable to train fast runners and high jumpers but not breed them." And so, you know, the devil makes very compelling arguments. Continuing, "I can think of some answers, and they are good ones, which would probably end up persuading me." Ah, the art of persuasion, Richard Dawkins. "But hasn't the time come when we should stop being frightened even to put the question?" So, you know, that's the suggestibilists at work. Richard Dawkins, shouldn't we at least ask the question? Why are we afraid of the question? Can you hear the devil hissing? In Dawkins' words, I can. So, you know, and that calls to mind, of course, you know, things like Fukuyama's Our Post-Human Future, Consequences of the Biotechnology Revolution. He talks about the kinder, gentler eugenics of biotechnology. And on the cover of his book, of course, The Infinity Mirror of Designer Babies. Last but not least, last little excerpt and I'll move on. Together, Lander and Baltimore oversaw a major 2015 conference on the new era of biomedical research, quote-unquote, that unveiled a new gene modification technology known as CRISPR, involving the use of enzymes and RNA found in E. coli. Are you kind of feeling like a zeroing in, like I am, you know, over, you know, over the target here with all of this CRISPR mRNA, E. coli, you know, and then there's the AIDS stuff and, you know, what do you call it, novel strains of influenza and all. These guys are studying this stuff, and it all sort of, there's this big confluence of discussion, and it really sort of centers around the eugenic effort, the control and manipulation of one's fellow man, etc. So, new gene modification technology known as CRISPR, involving the use of enzymes and RNA found in E. coli, which were discovered to have the ability to target DNA sequences and induce various mutations. Kind of like, remember the clip we played of Ray Kurzweil interviewing Aubrey de Grey? I always want to call him Dorian Gray. Aubrey de Grey talking about how, you know, influenza viruses are a great way to combat aging and to, you know, reshape our DNA, like these guys are talking about. Again, more confluence of subject matter. So, RNA found in E. coli, which were discovered to have the ability to target DNA sequences and induce various mutations. While it is obvious that this powerful technology offers potential good to humanity as a tool to eliminate hereditary diseases in humans and in crops, well, you know, that's the so-called or the ostensibly positive eugenic argument. Yeah, it's the devil's gift. It never pays. CRISPR is incredibly powerful CRISPR's incredible power to fundamentally alter human DNA forever can do unimaginable harm if put into the wrong hands. So, you know, what we've seen now is that we went quickly from last, what was it, March, when Fauci was in Seattle and he said there are people who are going through phase one trials. They have been, basically, they've been prevented from procreating because we don't know what the long-term effects of this are, to now, oh my gosh, if you don't get it, then you are you're probably Al-Qaeda. You're probably a domestic terrorist. All right, last bit. It wasn't long before Holdren found himself enjoying great power, greater power than he had ever imagined, as science czar and architect of Obama's evidence-based, quote-unquote, program of governance, which involved maximizing funding for green tech and to decarbonize humanity under new systems of global governance. Lander worked closely with Holdren as the co-chair of Obama's Science Council and also with Whitehead Institute President David Baltimore on the creation of the Broad Institute of MIT and Harvard. And when I think Broad Institute, I think Matthew 7:13, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. All right, that's pretty much the end of the segment. I said I was going to get into the Roosevelt myth. I will read from the end, the conclusion of the book. I'm going to get into this, I think, next week. Let me just read from the conclusion of the book. And I sort of touched on this, what was it, yesterday or the day before? Chapter 15, The Conclusion of the Roosevelt Myth by John T. Flynn, book everyone should read in America. Essential history. Yeah. So I mentioned this, and I think of the fourth stimulus article that I just read recently. Now, there's another check, another free check, free money. Of course, the war against Germany was won. America with her 140 million people, Russia with her 180 million, France, England, and the Commonwealth with another 100 million. I think maybe R.J. Rummel's Death by Government is instructive here also. With practically all the naval power and with the choice of the Earth's resources, and, you know, for that matter, Bertrand Russell's quote, Jay Dyer, KGB agent sorcerer, Twitter. Bertrand Russell in 1955, biowarfare is more effective for depopulation and social engineering than war, which are the three, and will lead to global governance. So he takes a photo of Bertrand Russell's impact of science on society. Can a scientific society be stable? And yeah, that was an excerpt that I was thinking about reading at one point too. Anyway, the point is, none of this has been accidental or coincidental. It has all been very systematically planned, and the plan dates back into antiquity, or beyond, if you will. Stick around, we'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good.
Welcome back. Perfectly esoteric conclusion to today's broadcast and the week. An excerpt from Russell's Impact of Science on Society, page 103 and 4, quickly, and then back to Flynn's The Roosevelt Myth to conclude today's broadcast. So, Russell, the nations which at present increase rapidly should be encouraged to adopt the methods by which in the West the increase of population has been checked. Educational propaganda with government help could achieve this result in a generation. There are, however, two powerful forces opposed to such a policy. One is religion, the other is nationalism, but not the new nationalism, right? I think it is the duty of all who are capable of facing facts to realize and to proclaim that opposition to the spread of birth control, if successful, must inflict upon mankind the most appalling depth of misery and degradation, and that within another 50 years or so. Ah, sounds like, you know, Margaret Sanger couldn't have said it better. I do not pretend that birth control is the only way in which population can be kept from increasing. There are others which one must suppose opponents of birth control would prefer. War, as I remarked a moment ago, has hitherto been disappointing in this respect. But, I mean, so R.J. Rummel's death by government, what was it, around 300 million people, I think, in the 20th century. So that's a disappointment to, as far as Bertrand Russell is concerned. But perhaps bacteriological war may prove more effective. Again, this is 1952, he's writing this. If a Black Death could be spread throughout the world. Remember when recently, John of Tennessee and I have talked about this, when the so-called Spanish flu, which wasn't Spanish, was dug up. And, you know, how can we recreate that? Remember that? If a Black Death could be spread throughout the world once in every generation, Bertrand Russell wrote, survivors could procreate freely without making the world too full. You know, God reissued the command after the flood in Genesis 9 to go forth and multiply and fill the earth. There was the added "and fill the earth" when the command was reissued. Continuing, there would be nothing in this to offend the consciences of the devout or to restrain the ambitions of nationalists. That's interesting. The state of affairs might be somewhat unpleasant, but what of that? Really high-minded people are indifferent to the happiness, especially of other people's. Wow. Yeah, it's the Stoic way or the sociopathic, psychopathic way. However, I'm wandering from the question of stability to which I must return. There are three ways of securing a society that shall be stable as regards population. The first is that of birth control, Russell writes. The second, that of infanticide, abortion, or really destructive wars. Have we had those? Have we had all three? And the third is that of general misery, except for a powerful minority. Do we have that as well? And he talks about how this is all, this stuff dates back into antiquity. So these things are not accidental, dear comrades. I didn't get to John T. Flynn's The Roosevelt Myth. I will next week. I hope you have a great weekend. I hope, as always, it is informative. And as always, it truly is an honor and a pleasure. Take care. God bless. We'll catch you on the other side.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because